Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta ask you, Steve, have you seen this We Are the World documentary on Netflix? It is amazing.
I have not. I've heard about it. And what's amazing about all that, they had all those big egos in one studio, and they were still able to get it done. It really is extraordinary what they were able to do to get that made. Now, I haven't seen it, but it is on my to-do list.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you something. Lionel Richie, after watching that, Lionel Richie is the GOAT. Because, you know, he literally made it happen. If it wasn't for him, it wasn't happening. He actually hosted and performed at the American Music Awards, and then after that, went and recorded We Are the World, kept everybody together, held everybody together so that they could actually do this song. And it was like 8 in the morning before they were done.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was an all-night deal, and there were some people that didn't hang around and weren't part of the finished product. I remember hearing that Waylon Jennings was one of those that didn't stick around.
Oh, my God. He is hilarious. You got to watch it. Just for Waylon Jennings alone.
Yeah, I can hardly wait to see it. I love stuff like this. I don't know, speaking of stories about music and songs, etc., did you ever see that documentary? And it's still one of my favorite documentaries about music, and that's Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Oh, I love it. Oh, the music. The music.
Yeah, the Funk Brothers and the backup musicians that played behind all those great Motown hits. To me, that is one of the great films, period, of all time, because they had a concert associated with it. But what a story about all those great musicians that played behind Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stevie, you know, everybody. It is fabulous.
And it was the sound of this country for so many years.
Absolutely.
It set the standard and the tone, not just for black music, but for all music. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It is so good. So if you're looking for something to watch besides the Super Bowl,
there's nothing. Is there anything else on TV besides that? Look, and Steve, you got to tell me, are you predicting a winner?
Yeah, I am, and I've been real upfront about it. I can't pick against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. He is as good as we've seen. Now, there may be some old. I'm not old enough to remember Jim Brown playing. We've seen Tom Brady. We've seen Joe Montana. But Patrick Mahomes is in that category. Joe Montana, Tom Brady. Now, I know Tom Brady, one more. But he's done now. Patrick Mahomes still has a lot of career. He is phenomenal. And I really like Kansas City's defense. In that win over Miami, in that win on the road over Buffalo, And in that win on the road over Baltimore, their defense was really good. And I think their defense is going to be good enough to slow down Brock Purdy and the 49ers. I know they have Christian McCaffrey, but I think Kansas City is going to do it again.
Man. Oh, man. That's a big one, Steve. That's a big
one.
How
do you see it?
I'm kind of with you, and I really just want them to win because I want to rub Taylor Swift in some people's noses. But that's a whole nother story for a different day. We don't even have enough time to talk about that one. But
now, by the way, if you've been on the air, but I've been following some people that track flights, like the one guy that got kicked off Twitter for following Elon Musk and all his travels.
Yes,
now they moved over to Threads. That guy's on Threads now. But there's another one that confirmed Taylor Swift's flight is airborne from Tokyo to the States. And she's going to be in Vegas in plenty of time. She might be able to go to a party tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah. For sure. It's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait. I can't wait to count the number of times they put the camera on her. I cannot wait to see the nasty messages on social media. I sit back. I don't know what I'll pay the most attention to, Steve. The social media messages where I'll be giggling at all the guys who are mad, or the game. I can't tell you which one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her music. I get it. It's not for me. But she is a wonderful entertainer, sells out concerts all around the world. I mean, she's big time. There's no doubt about it. And the fact she happens to go out with a football player who plays for Kansas City and Travis Kelce, and they seem to get along well and so on and so forth.
Right.
He's doing her thing, and she's doing her thing, and she was in Tokyo doing shows. I just don't know where the anger comes from in all of this.
Yeah, it's false anger. It's misplaced anger. They really want to be mad at their boss. They really want to be mad at their ex-girlfriend. They really want to be mad that their life is not where they would like for it to be right now. And so they're taking all of that out on Taylor Swift because they can't be this mad. They can't be this mad. They can't.
Well, and what's funny about it is, well, can you imagine how much fuel that jet's burning? And can you, you know, so on and so forth, trying to make her some sort of environmental villain in all of this. When the simple fact of the matter is, count the number of private jets. I heard a story, speaking of the Super Bowl, of all the airports in the area are completely booked because of all the private jets, of all the high rollers and all the rich people flying in for the Super Bowl. And do you know a lot of those jets leave the night of the game? That
really?
They don't even stay in town. That they're airborne. When the Super Bowl was here, all the feeder airports around the metro area were filled with private jets. And these limos after the game, or when they say in the third quarter, all right, let's get out of here. They get in the limo. They go to Flying Cloud, or they go up to Anoka County Airport, or they go out to MSP, and their wheels up. They're out of town. They're in bed at home wherever they live, you know.
It's a status thing to say, I've been to the Super Bowl. I was at the Super Bowl. You know, it's a status thing. Oh, yeah,
we got
a suite. Oh, yeah,
but
we were there.
But they did this story about how all the airports, there is no room. If you wanted to fly your private jet, Shaletta, to the Super Bowl for the game, there's no room. They're not letting any more planes in.
Wow.
But the story I heard, who runs one of the airports, was her room for Taylor Swift, and said, we got room for Taylor Swift. Because if you think about it, her impact on the television ratings, I'm going out on a limb here and saying this will be the most watched Super Bowl ever tomorrow night on CBS. Because of Taylor Swift, she's going to bring that many new eyeballs to the game.
Oh, for sure.
I believe.
Oh, for sure. Now, Steve, how long before we're streaming Super Bowl games? How long before it's not on TV and it's being streamed online? We had the one that the Comcast did that was on Peacock, and that you had to stream it. And, you know, and Steve, we're going that way.
I think it'll be a long time before they go there, because it's such a huge game. They make so much money, and the NFL can hang their hat on the games are available. I think you're going to see more streaming. But I do believe this. Say you live in the Twin Cities, you'll still be able to get Viking games for free. Or if you live in Milwaukee, Madison, or Green Bay, you'll be able to get Packer games. Or Detroit, you'll get Lions games. Chicago, you know, Illinois, you'll get Bears games. But I think the NFL is moving more and more toward that model. You want to see some of these other games, you're going to pay.
All right. Okay. So what's coming up on your show today?
We should point out, Doug's under the weather, not feeling well. He's on the road to recovery, so we won't have Tech Talk today, but we're going to have Professor David Schultz from Hamline. This was a big week politically, huge week. A lot of Trump news, a lot of Biden news, etc. We're going to get into that with David. And then my good buddy Jace Frederick of the Pioneer Press, mm-hmm. at about 3:35, Timberwolves brought in Monte Morris. They may not be done bringing in players to shore up the team while they mm-hmm. make this playoff push. So we'll get into that next hour.
Well, I can't wait to listen. I'll be listening on my drive home, as always, and in the house with my earbuds, because you always have an amazing show. All right, friend. Well, we will talk tomorrow. We'll be texting back and forth at the, you know, while we're watching the Super Bowl and laughing at all the folks who are mad at Taylor Swift. All right. Have a great show, Steve.
See ya.
All right. And thank y'all so much for listening to the Shaletta Show. Don't forget, hang out with my friend Steve Thompson. He's coming up next.